So I'm here with Mark Wardley, following his side's 7-4 defeat tonight to Southampton Sparshall. Mark, goals galore tonight. How do you think your side done?
Well, we talk about the first half to begin with. Obviously, we conceded a bit of a soft goal from a set piece. You know, we've got a good few six-footers in there. We didn't really attack it. We went 1-0 down. But after that, the game plan was sort of like to stand off. We knew they was going to have a lot of possession. I told them that at the start. And for a 10-minute spell, we had a few good chances where we could have got back into the game. And in that spot, I think when you're in top in spells in games, you've got to try and make the most of it. And obviously, we didn't take a few, couple of half chances that we had. I think Josh Barrett done a great interception, come out, closed down, and shot was unlucky. Aidan White had a chance, could have took it a bit earlier. But then after that, we had a 20-minute spell where we absolutely collapsed. It was balls coming through us, playing square passes in the middle of the pitch. They got cut out, you know, not marking tight enough in the area. Then when you're 6-1 down at half time, you know, you've got an absolute mountain to climb for the second half.
Yeah, so going on from that, obviously, 2 minutes, or less than 2 minutes even, and you're 1-0 down. Do you think that had a big factor on how you started the game?
No, not really, because even though we went 1-0 down, we had a spell after that, a good 10-minute spell, where we could have got ourselves back into the game. And obviously, we didn't take our chances, and after that, it was a total collapse. You know, it was a total collapse.
6-1 down at half-time, I mean, it's hard to motivate your boys at half-time. Can you tell us much what you said?
Just go out, just play. You're playing for a bit of pride. Go out there, you know, go and win the second half. Go out there and give it your all. Just, you know, you've got nothing to lose now. Just be brave, be positive. And to be fair, we won the second half 3-1. And I couldn't have asked for no more. At 6-3, we was willing to get, we had them on the ropes. And, you know, a little bit more luck. You know, we had a few chances at 6-3. Unfortunately, obviously, we didn't take them, but it was a case of, I think, we had a good go for 20 minutes. We might have run out of steam a little bit. And then we sort of tailed off, allowed them back into the game. Then they got a seventh. And then, you know, we kept on going. Lewis Robinson came up, I threw him up front for the big man. And he's the finish was probably one of the best finishes of the night. He's got the ball, he's taking it early in the bottom corner. Great finish from Lewis. But overall, that was second half performance. I was really proud of the lads. I thought they've really come on and put on a show. And made the scoreline a little bit more. It could have been an absolute disaster at half time, but they've come and showed that what they can do and what they were made of second half, which was a positive.
I mean, it was competition tonight where you could name up to five subs, you named four, and it was a chance that you can roll on, roll off. Do you think that system worked? Did you feel the players?
Yeah, I did. It was a case of experimenting tonight. I tried Ethan Allen in centre midfield. His endeavour was there. Didn't think it was quite his night in midfield. Obviously, when he went back, it was showed that Elwy was a lot more solid. I thought our best player of the night was Josh Barrett in midfield. He was very intelligent. He pressed what he could. He's good on the ball. He's technically very good. And he was doing some good passes. People like Kane Gundry, who's made his probably first start for us in a competitive game. And he was a massive plus, Kane, at left back. I thought he tired towards the end, but you know, it's a chance to give lads a game. It was a little bit experimental sort of aside. And obviously in the first half, it sort of didn't work. So obviously I can obviously take the blame for that. But second half, changed it around. You know, put a few players in their proper positions, not Ethan at the back. And as soon as Ethan went at the back, we looked a little bit more solid. And the lads that come on made a bit of a difference as well. We had Dean that come on, you know, he got about the place. Inwood was quite positive. And John Entema, absolutely fantastic. He come out the traps very quick. Scored a great goal, great finish. But, you know, I wanted to save some of these players because we've got a game on Wednesday. So that was the thinking behind some of these players being on the bench.
You mentioned your conference game Wednesday. Obviously, a few new names tonight that maybe we haven't seen in that conference side. Does it leave a few question marks in your head, a few players knocking on the door?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely that. I think decisions to make with midfield. Will I put Josh in midfield? It's something to think about in the next couple of days. I won't make the decision yet because we are undefeated. We have got some good lads that obviously the five lads that signed to the first team should play. Obviously, Josh and Zid will be with the first team tomorrow night. So obviously, I don't know how many minutes they will get, but obviously we don't want to change it too much. But definitely some of them will get in the squad definitely on Wednesday after that performance.
Quickly, away from the game tonight, five academy players have signed first team papers now. Just a quick one. How does that really show your hard work and the link you've got with the first team.
Obviously, being the first team coach, I've got a good link. I think Spencer's all for the youth coming down to play into the first team. I think the lads have worked really, really hard. It showed their hard work. They've done all the hard work, to be fair. You know, you can only guide and try and put them in the right path, and they've all shown what they can do. And they played here the other night against Margate, and they was all they'd done really, really well. And Spencer was really impressed. It was a nice, proud moment. Zid and Josh got minutes on Saturday. They done well. So hopefully Harry, Mo and Ralph can follow on. And I think next year, I think there's a few players that could push for it next year. Obviously, you don't want to push them too early. So hopefully next year they can... There's something to work for, and it's a good recruitment tool. That, you know, there is a pathway into the first team. So players that have got to remember that when they're looking to join clubs. Yeah, don't look at what division the first team playing. Look at their personal chance of getting into a first team.
Well, thank you, Mark. Commiserations for tonight, but obviously a lot of positives to take, and all the best on Wednesday.
Cheers, thank you.